así como aire boa. Tamén bo pensamento hai nada.
Hello, my name is Anton Justo, and today I am going to talk about sleeping. You might be wondering why I have chosen this topic. As you may know, I want to study medicine and to be a neurologist. In this way, sleeping is one of the human behaviors that is most unknown for us, as well as for the scientific community. However, it provides several clues about the state of our health, and is one of the pillars of physical and mental well-being. Problems falling asleep and the quality of our sleep serve as a guide for doctors to detect hidden pathologies or those that are yet to come. Furthermore, I have decided to talk about this topic because when I was reading El País in English, I came across with a piece of news about a Catalan neurologist whose name is Alejandro Iranzo and who has done some research in the field of sleeping. He argues that even nightmares offer information about our health. Moreover, after years of research, his team discovered that REM sleep behavior disorder can reveal the first signs of Parkinson's disease. During the REM phase of sleep, which is the phase when we have a rapid eye movement, we are paralyzed as a result of our brain telling our muscles not to move because we are dreaming. Nevertheless, there are people over 50 years who have a REM sleep behavior disorder, in which that part of the brain does not work, and they can move even in the nightmares. They talk, they scream, they kick, they fall out of bed, swear, and so on. In this way, the investigators have seen that 5 years after the diagnosis of this type of behavior disorder, 25% of patients develop Parkinson's disease, and 10% years after that, the percentage augments until the 75%. It is the beginning of Parkinson's disease or dementia, which, instead of starting with memory problems or tremors, begins with a sleep disorder. It is important to know that there is a lack of sleep epidemic. Depending on our age, it is advisable to sleep between 7 and 9 hours. And when doing population studies, the scientists see that 24% of people sleep less than recommended. These are people who cannot sleep or who lose sleep at bedtime. That means that they may be with their mobile phones or tablets or maybe doing other activities. On average, we now sleep 6 hours less per week than 18 years ago. And if we compare it with 25 years ago, we sleep even less. Going back to the main topic of my podcast, no one chooses what we are going to dream about. And no one decides if we are going to remember it or not. So in this way, we tend to play down our dreams. The thing is, obviously, people who have a lot of nightmares are terrified of going to sleep, and because they remember their dreams and their nightmares. But there are other nightmares that can tell us if we have one or other disease. For instance, if I dream that I have to escape from an accident or that a train is going to hit me and I have to run away, this is a typical sign of sleepwalking. Other case is that if I dream that I can't find where I left my car in the parking lot, or if the boss gives me a lot of work and I can't finish, it could be typical of apnea. If it is a dream that someone is coming to attack me and I have to defend myself, it could be a REM sleep behavior disorder. We don't know why, but the type of dreams a patient has acts as a guide to what type of illness that patient may have. So, sleep is used by our body in order to reset our brain. What we see at the brain level is that some cells are replenishing, some are resting, and others are fixing themselves. And then, at the level of memory, those memories that do not matter are also being discarded. Sleep is like a recycling bin. With memories we throw away because we don't need it more, and others we store. And then, it is also important at the level of emotional, hormonal, endocrine, and immunological stability. When we don't sleep, we have poorer concentration, we are more irritable, more depressed, more prone to everyday infections, we have more hormonal disorders, and so on. It is extremely important to know that in the long term, there is a direct association of little or poor sleep with diseases like obesity, hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol, some types of cancer, and some neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's. Finally, talking about screens and light before the time of sleeping, which is a topic that is very common nowadays among the teenagers, ideally, we associate the bed simply with the act of sleeping. During nighttime hours, that means the time before going to sleep and the time we sleep, we need quiet and very little light, because that poor light will help us to produce melatonin, which is the hormone of sleeping. So the light from tablets, a cell phone or a computer screen reaches our retina and keeps us alert, interrupting the production of melatonin. That is the well-known blue light. And this fact makes us not to sleep as well as we must. In conclusion, sleeping is one of the most important activities we do in our daily lives. We tend to undervalue sleep, and not doing so can lead to very serious problems that may not have a cure in the long term. Therefore, we must consider sleeping as a crucial activity in our lives. This is the end of my speech. I hope that you have liked it and that you have learned new things about activity that we tend to undervalue in our daily lives, that it is sleeping. So I hope you have acquired new concepts and new ideas that can make you to think about it.
Así como aire boa, tamén bo pensamento hai nada.